This is Twit.
Apple's suffering apparently a horrific week. Their iFixit reports. I'd be very curious what you all think about this. I don't know if this is anything new, but they say Apple's new screen repair trap could change the repair industry forever. And I think this has happened before, but with if you have an iPhone 13 and you replace the screen, it'll completely disable Face ID. It will no longer work. iFixit tested it with a variety of phones on iOS 15 and 15.1. They say our results have been replicated by numerous repair professionals. As I remember, when this has happened in the past, Apple has said security, but iFixit says it's hard to understand this as a security measure, given that the Face ID illuminator is entirely separate from the screen. They say it's the
It was a bug before, and they fixed it.
Now it's intentional. You think it's a bug?
No, I think they just pulled. They just said they gave a statement to The Verge or somebody saying they're rolling it back in the next update.
So it was a bug.
Exactly what happened before. Either a bug or they keep attempting it and they keep getting in trouble for it and they keep pulling back.
Yeah,
one of those two things is true.
It's probably Big D in our Twit forum said that would be illegal in Europe. So yeah, I think once people find out about it, they're going to have to roll it back, in at least in Europe.
Their goal every time is to stop somebody from getting, like, not somebody, but a nation state or like a well-funded actor to get a hold of your device and swap the sensor to defeat the biometrics. But that, but there's different ways of doing that. And they once before with Touch ID and now with this, it just broke if you tried to do it. But there are much more sophisticated ways that they can do it. It looks they fixed it back then. They just reversed it. So you had to have genuine Apple parts. Didn't matter if they were the same parts or not. It would just work. And it looks like they're doing the exact same fix here. So it's just less, it's less sensitive to what kind of parts you're swapping it for.
The EU has embraced right to repair. They actually require Apple to provide parts and tools to independent repairers for a minimum of 5 years of any given product. So I guess you could say, here's the part, but it was the Face ID won't work.
Which is not good. That's not a good experience.
No.
Yeah, that's absolutely not a good look for Apple either. So this is the sort of thing that they really need to fix very, very quickly. I know that on other platforms, it's not so much that they're checking for codes on specific components, but that at boot up, they do like a checksum that says, what is the math? What is the answer to this math problem involving all the codes we're getting from all the components? And if they don't match from launch to launch, then that's when it says, okay, I've been tampered with, so I'm going to disable certain features that that people are going to trust. So I could definitely believe that this was just a bug, but it's hard to believe that after getting caught in this sort of problem the first time, one of the things that they put through testing is not what happens if we take random display and swap it in, will it still boot? It seems as though that should be part of the pre-launch the pre-launch of device testing.
Apple authorized repair shops have access to a software tool that can make a phone accept a new screen. So it reminds me of the John Deere situation where you can make a repair on a John Deere tractor, but it won't work until the John Deere authorized software certifies it. They are also very much against right to repair.
Or the printer.
Yeah.
Or the Nespresso. I've heard not about this problem, but I've heard from other very similar problems that at a certain point, like a no-go decision is made. Like, we know this is a problem. This is our shipping deadline. Is this sufficient that we should change a shipping deadline, or can we fix this afterwards? And somebody makes a decision, and often there are people who vehemently disagree with that decision, say, no, this has to be fixed first. And they don't always win those arguments, but they have those arguments every time.
Yeah, and as you said, Apple has told The Verge it will release a software update that does not require you to jump through hoops. In other words, transfer the microcontroller using micro soldering techniques.
Incidentally, Rene raises a good point. It's also given that every time there's a new phone that comes out, there's always people who do the side by side comparisons of pictures. But the fine tuning the picture pipeline of what a picture looks like by the time it gets deposited into your picture roll, that is a classic example of the sort of thing where we know that we know this isn't working exactly the way that we want it to, that we can make this work better, but there is no way that we're holding up the shipping on the phone because we don't think that the color is quite right on skies. We can easily fix that with a patch
that's software
in your future. So that's why if someone is if someone is trying to get you to click on an article saying, "Oh, the new iPhone 13 is nowhere near as good as the iPhone 12 or this $300 Motorola phone. Here we have the evidence." Wait until like a month passes before you really accept any conclusions about how well a certain camera phone works.
I'm starting to get very clear of the machine learning that's going into like the photos, in the sense that my live view is oftentimes half the clarity of what ends up on my roll. Like it's an amazing thing. Like you're taking a picture of something that looks kind of soft and doesn't look like it's going to work. You hit the button and then it pops up and you're like, wow, it's a lot sharper than what I just saw. And especially things like the depth of field, you know, inside of the, you know, portrait mode looks horrible. I mean, it looks like the way it always has been, I guess. So I would say horrible.
I'll give you
the way
example.
It always has been. This is live.
Yeah.
But then you take the picture and then suddenly it fixes it. It fixes it by the time it hits the roll and you're like, wow, that was a lot better than I expected.